listening, friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's September 8th, 2015. How did that Labor Day treat you? If it was anything like mine, it included a lot of time on the couch or just relaxing around the homestead. It was great just sitting around with the family. As for the prior few days, I'd spent many an hour in a cart seated next to my son David as we traveled back from Louisiana to Connecticut. Yes, that's right. Left Louisiana through Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South and North Carolina, Virginia, Washington, D.C., into Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, finally arriving to Boston and MIT, helping David get adjusted into his fraternity and cleaning up the room. How many parents can identify with that kind of travel and getting your son or daughter all set for college? And that's why yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, I took Labor Day off, and you heard a re-airing of last Monday's program with special guest Karen Dahman. And I thought it was such a good interview, it was worth hearing again. Well, today I'm going to share some past Labor Day scriptures and songs that I had put together for such a program as Labor Day. And I'm thinking oftentimes during the holidays, we're often so busy either traveling or trying to fit in the things we can't do during the week or during a typical week, we kind of miss out on the holiday. Sometimes that even happens during Christmas time. We're so busy with preparation and parties and gift giving and such that you lose the real sense of the holiday. So today, maybe as you're returning to work or settling into this week, may you find special meaning through the songs, focusing on labor and how it truly is a gift from God. Reading from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Here's Steve Ragsdale, "All Your Works Are Wonderful."
All your works are wonderful. You are wise in all your ways. We have seen your perfect plan.
God's works are wonderful, as are you, created in his image. And as much as we enjoy laboring 6 days a week, God has made that seventh day a Sabbath. Exodus 20, 8 and 9. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Here's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, God is Working. Yep, God is working to draw you close to Himself. Reading from 1 Timothy 4, 9 through 10. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, and for this we labor and strive, that we have put our hope in the living God who is the Savior of all men and especially of those who believe. And here's verse 27 of John chapter 6. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On Him, God the Father has placed His seal of approval. Here's Steve Green, He Who Began a Good Work.
He who began a good work in you began a good work in you, will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. Slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night. His pleasure in you.
He who began a good work in you
friend. Thanks for tuning in on this Labor Day, and hopefully as you draw near to God today, He who began a good work in you will continue to bring it to completion. Allow Him to draw close to you as you draw close to Him. Here's one of my favorite verses, and I have a fun song that'll follow. It's out of Colossians chapter 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Here's Dennis Bowling, Workers Are Few. A great message and a heartfelt song.
Growing up on the farm, I was always slow to rise. Mama'd holler, get up, boy, wipe the sleep from your eyes. Come on, get ready, and hurry up, son. Your father's already in the field, there's work to be done. Working the fields gave Daddy an opportunity. I always had lots of questions. He always had time to explain. He taught me to work hard to make the most of my time. He said there's time to plant, time to reap, and a time to die. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Time's wasted, it stops for no one. Get a move on, boy, this ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. You see, planting a field, son, is like sowing into someone's heart. You work the ground and plant the seed. We have to do our part. When you're sowing, you introduce someone to Christ. The son, we can't make it grow. The father brings that seed to life. Come on, get ready. Hurry up, son. Time's wasted, it stops for no one. Get a move on, boy, this ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. Come on, get ready. Son, time's wasted. Invite someone to heaven. workers are few. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Your father's already in the field, and there's work to be done.
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Here's the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir, Working with Joy. Was there some tapping and hand clapping to that song? I just love it. That was the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir. I'm going to close out with this reading from Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, with a fun, upbeat song. And yet after you hear this Revelation passage, you'll see how truthful and powerful the words of Revelation are captured in the song by the cathedrals. Revelation 14, 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them." Here's the cathedrals. Hard times will soon be over.
My time's so hard will soon be over. I'll cross on over Chile, Jordan, and there somewhere in heaven city I'll sit me down, where the day of crown and glory I'll shout and tell a happy story. My hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Lord, I'm tired,
I'll soon be over, and hard trials will soon be over, and soon my Lord's gonna come for me, then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll find
hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown. The road I walk is often rugged, the load I bear is often heavy, but soon I know my feet shall stand upon high ground, each tear and care I'll leave behind me. I'll shout and say goodbye to trouble. My hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
But I'm tired,
hard trials will soon be over. Soon be over, and soon the Lord's gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll fly.
Our trials will soon be over.
Our
trials will soon be over, and our trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Well, I'm tired.
Our trials will soon be over.
I'm tired.
Our trials will soon be over, and soon
was The Cathedral's Hard Times Will Soon Be Over. I don't know what your situation or circumstances today. You might be in dire straits, overwhelmed, taxed, ready to actually give up. Don't do it, my friend. God loves you. God will see you through. Cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. He loves you. Truly listening, friend, God loves you. And if that's a message you've never heard before, or you don't understand, or can't quite comprehend, there's some great folks that can answer any and all questions about the Christian faith and have a relationship with God, and you can call them right now. It's a free call at 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Let me also mention, yesterday I spoke with Jonathan Blackford. He lives in the Gifford area, and he and his wife and two other couples are adopting some international children, and they're holding this Friday and Saturday a special adoption garage sale fundraiser. It's happening in Gifford at Rademacher's, 113 South Main Street in Gifford. Friday it's from 8 to 8, and then Saturday from 8 to 4 p.m. Tons of things to shop for, too many to list. But if you need more information, you can call 217-493-5133. That's 217-493-5133. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.